Now, this file is part of a training series. A training series on finding your way to a hands-free orgasm. Now, a lot of people have always asked me, this seems like something that's unobtainable or hard to get to, but after a few months of training, I want you to experience real, powerful orgasms on command, easily and effortlessly. How this training series works is basically, you're going to listen to this file again and again until you feel like you've reached the appropriate level, that you have trained yourself to move on to the next file. And when you're ready, you can start file 2, file 3, so on and so forth, until you get to the last part, at which point you would have conditioned your mind to be able to give you powerful orgasms on command. Now, this file is all about orgasm training. So what I want you to do is I want you to focus on the parts of you that feel really good to touch. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to sit or lie down in a comfortable position, preparing yourself to masturbate. Now, I don't know how or what you're going to touch, and that's okay. But what I want you to do first is make sure those parts of you that you want to touch, that you want to play with, that you use for masturbation, are in easy, accessible places. So whether that means you're naked or wearing very little clothes, that's okay. And what I want you to do is first of all, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine the last time you masturbated, the last time you touched yourself to orgasm. I want you to imagine what that felt, how it felt. I want you to imagine what it might look like to watch yourself masturbating. And I want you to recall the feelings that you felt, the pleasure, the arousal, the build up towards orgasm, how that felt. Was it slow and seductive? Was it fast? Regardless of the speed, you can imagine the feelings again. And as you think of and focus on those feelings in your mind, I just want you to start touching yourself. That's right, start touching. Just start touching yourself nice and slowly. Don't rush it. Just go along with it. Just seduce yourself. Start by touching slowly, easily. That's right. Feeling the arousal start to build and build just a little bit. That's right. You see, this is going to be practice in you edging to the point where you just have to come and focusing on that feeling. But for now, we're starting off nice and easy, nice and slowly. So as you touch yourself, you can just focus on those feelings. Really close your eyes and take them all in. How it feels to be touched like this. And maybe you imagine those hands aren't yours. Maybe you imagine the hands belong to someone else. Or maybe you imagine that those hands are just moving without any control at all. Whatever it takes, you can just allow your mind to wander into those places, to feel those feelings, to sink into them, that's right. And the more you touch yourself, the more you start to give in to the power that pleasure holds, that's right. Arousal feels so good. It just seems to spark through your entire body, that's right. And of course, as we're closing our eyes and focusing inward on it, fixating on it, you can allow that feeling to get stronger and stronger. The more you touch, the more you feel the sense of the power of your touch just drifting through your entire body. You can feel the lust, the arousal building and building. And you can start to move slightly faster now if you want to. You can start to up the intensity, the speed, or the pressure, however you like it. You can start to intensify those feelings more and more and more. And while you're doing that, while you're touching yourself, while you're masturbating, let's condition your mind, shall we? You see, pleasure is a powerful tool. Pleasure is a powerful tool for changing your mind, for conditioning it to certain feelings. And right now what we're doing is we're pleasure conditioning you to feel arousal and pleasure, pleasure, pleasure when words are spoken. You see, we're not doing much hypnotically, but yet your brain might already start to associate the sounds of my voice, the sounds of hypnosis drifting through your ears with pleasure, with lust, with arousal. And we can start to build it to a word, pleasure. That's right, pleasure, conditioning you to the word, pleasure. And of course, this word wouldn't affect you just said in a normal way. Like, somebody out on the street couldn't just say pleasure and you'd feel it. Oh no, because your brain and your body knows the exact right time to feel that word, pleasure. It knows exactly when to feel that word, pleasure, when it's spoken in such a way and in such a place where it's appropriate for you to feel pleasure, arousal, to be completely turned on as you feel the pleasure building and building with your touch, as you masturbate to that word, pleasure, as your brain starts to associate the pleasure you feel with the word pleasure, with the word pleasure, with the word pleasure, only in the right circumstances, with the right people, of course. Because, of course, that word pleasure doesn't mean anything until it's spoken in a place where it's appropriate, with a person who you trust and who your subconscious mind trusts to make you feel pleasure. And, of course, we can amplify the pleasure. Pleasure with the word pleasure, that's right. As your pleasure builds and builds and builds, that feeling of arousal, that feeling of heat in all those sensitive places just seems to amplify, just seems to multiply, just seems to get stronger and stronger and stronger, that's right. And it feels so good to know that words can have such a power of your mind, that words can be such a pleasurable experience for you. You see, words have power, words have meaning, and you listening to these words while pleasure conditioning yourself to feel pleasure when you hear that word, pleasure, spoken in the right place, in the right time, by the right person, you feel it, and it feels good, doesn't it? So just amplify the pleasure now, just start to get really into it, really lost in masturbation. And isn't it funny how the rhythms of masturbation, of touching yourself, just seems to loop you into a fixated state? You see, you become so absorbed in what you're doing, so absorbed in what you're touching, what you're feeling, that you just get lost in the feelings, that you just get lost in the pleasure. Pleasure, building and building and building, but yet you're not allowed to come. Not yet. This is all about edging, so I want you to build that pleasure, to seduce yourself, to take the time to really get into the lust and the arousal, but yet not come. Do not reach orgasm just yet. Because the thing is, we need to train you. We need to train you to hold off of your orgasm for a little while until you're told it's okay, until you're told that you're allowed to come to that point. You see, when we come to hands-free orgasm, something that's very important is the build-up, the seduction, the feeling of pleasure and arousal that you feel right now as you seduce yourself, as you become helplessly lost in masturbation, helplessly lost in pleasure, pleasure, building and building and building, with each and every single second that passes as you touch yourself, as you masturbate more vigorously, as you get really into it, really fixating on the pleasure, getting completely and totally lost in it. Because nothing else matters right now than the pleasure, than the lust, than the arousal that you feel as it builds and builds and builds and builds. And see, the thing with the hands-free orgasm is we need to wait till the right moment for you to feel it. We need to wait for the right moment for you to really enjoy the feeling of orgasm. And for some people, the adventure towards orgasm is the best part. And for some people, the orgasm is the best part. But you can start to learn to just wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait until you have the permission to orgasm. And of course, in real life, when you go about your day, masturbating when you do, you can orgasm whenever you want. But yet now, it feels good to wait for it. It feels good to hold off. So even if you start reaching your peak, you can just stop. Take a nice deep breath, focus on the feeling of pleasure as it just ripples through you, and then get back to what you were doing. As you just start to build the pleasure more and more and more. Because each time you practice this notion of edging, each time you practice this notion of building that orgasm more and more and more, you start to notice that you have a best orgasm every single time. And the orgasm just gets better and better each and every time that you allow yourself to get lost in the pleasure, lost in the feeling. That's right. That's right. And what we start to do to your brain is we start to condition it to the idea of waiting to be told when to orgasm, waiting to be told when to allow yourself to come. So, for the purpose of this training, you're just going to start to move yourself closer and closer and closer to orgasm now. That's right. Closer and closer to orgasm pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, that word becoming so strong in your mind as you start to associate the pleasure you feel to the word. Pleasure. And that's how conditioning works. That's how pleasure conditioning works. You see, we're giving you a reward. The reward, the feeling that we're linking, is that feeling of pleasure. The endorphins that rush into your head just start to link the word pleasure to the feeling of pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure. That's right. And as you start to build towards your orgasm, in a moment, we're going to start to practice an exercise in counting. You see, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And when I reach the number 1, I may or may not allow you to come. But what I want you to do is as we count down towards 1, you're going to start to feel yourself building and building and building towards that orgasm. And finally, when I reach the number 1, I will allow you to bring yourself to the brink, to bring yourself to orgasm. Now, for some people, that might be instantaneous, and that's okay. For other people, you might need to work really hard to get it there, but that's okay too. Whatever that feeling is for you, whatever that is for you, however that looks for you, you're just going to start to work at it. But here's the real trick. The real trick is that I may not let you come. I may not let you work yourself to the brink of orgasm. We're going to see how long you can hold off, how long you can hold yourself there. So counting down with 10. That's right, pleasure building and building and building. That's right. Start to work yourself with 9. That's right, with each and every single number you feel the pleasure building and building and building. With 8, you find yourself wanting that orgasm more and more. 7, with each number, we just get a little bit closer, that's right. As you start to prepare yourself for orgasm, as you start to get really into it, really involved, really fixated on that masturbation, fixated on that feeling. With 6, that's right, nearly halfway there. You're doing so well as you just start to work yourself more and more and more. 5, that's right, getting closer and closer. With 4, so close, we're tiptoeing towards the edge, that's right, as you start to masturbate more furiously, intensifying those feelings, however that might be for you. With 3, so close, nearly. With 2, and am I going to let you bring yourself to the brink of orgasm? 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, am I counting the wrong way? I guess I am. As you can just start to slow yourself back down to a 6. To a 6. That's right. I wonder if while you're masturbating, you can think of other things. So while you're masturbating, I want you to imagine the build-up from 10 to 1. And I want you to imagine each number on that scale. And right now you bring yourself to a 6. Whether that is half pleasure for you, whether that is a little bit of pleasure for you. And for some of you, this might be very, very difficult, and that's okay. Because that's why this is a training file. That's why this is a practice file for you to practice edging like this. So just gently play with yourself. Man, you've been going a long time, 15 minutes nearly. You're doing very well. And bring that pleasure up to a 5, 4 as it intensifies as we get closer and closer to 1, with 3, nearly there, with 2, getting closer and closer and closer, that's right. And this time I'm going to let you come, maybe, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, back to an 8. as we just draw ourselves ever closer with 8, 7, 6, 5, halfway there with 4, keep touching, don't ever let yourself stop, with 3, 2, and on the next number, you will be allowed to bring yourself to the brink of orgasm. And while you are doing that, I'm going to keep talking to you. I'm going to keep conditioning your mind, because as you orgasm, you can feel your mind opening. You can feel your mind shattering. You can feel your mind breaking. And as it cracks open, I'm going to fill the cracks with my words. I'm going to take my conditioning, slip it inside your mind while you come. Are you ready? Get yourself right there. Build yourself up. Build yourself up more and more pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, knowing on the next number you'll finally be allowed to bring yourself to the brink of orgasm. With 1, do it now. Bring yourself to orgasm. Bring yourself to come. To come. To come. To come. Now. That's right. As you start to build yourself to that orgasm, and while you do, your mind just feels like it's breaking, like it's shattering, like it's cracking. And that's okay, because we can fill the cracks with conditioning. We can fill the cracks with the words, of course. As you start to practice this, as you practice coming on command, coming when somebody tells you to, your brain starts to associate the fact that it feels good to come on command when somebody tells you to. It feels good to come on command when somebody tells you to. And of course, each and every single time you practice this, your orgasm gets closer and closer and closer to the words that I say, because you want to make that gap smaller and smaller each and every single time. And that's why you practice. And once you finish coming and coming and coming and coming, as the orgasm ripples through your body, you can just feel yourself coming down, down, sinking down deep, down into a trance state. That's right. As when you finally finish coming, your body just goes loose, limp, relaxed. And like I was saying before, each and every single time you do this file, you can just start to notice how the gap just starts to grow smaller and smaller between your orgasm and my words, until they become in harmony with each other. And as they do come in harmony with each other, as you come when I tell you to, when I say the word come, when you start to come, that's when you know you'll be ready for the next step of this training. That's when you'll know you'll be ready for the next step of this hands-free orgasm training series. But until then, you can just keep practicing and practicing and practicing. Because I know somewhere down deep inside your mind, it feels really good to know that you can be controlled like that. You can be controlled. When somebody says come, you do it. When somebody tells you to orgasm now, you do. And your body can respond in tandem with your mind. And it's good to know that your mind controls your body. And of course, right now, I'm controlling your mind. So when in these files, I say the word come, when I tell you to orgasm, you just start to feel yourself going to that place. And right now, what I want you to remember, I want you to take a snapshot of this feeling, of this memory, of this session, and I want you to start a mental scrapbook, that's right, a mental scrapbook of moments of memories when you started working towards your hands-free orgasm, so that each and every single time you do this file, you're taking a mental snapshot of how you did, a mental snapshot of this feeling right now, post-orgasm, this feeling of how it feels to be so easily controlled, to be able to orgasm on command. And I want you to save it in the back of your mind for later. Because of course, the more you practice like this, the more you take these mental snapshots, the more your mind just seems to remember exactly how to get to that point. It's like taking a road. When you're first driving down a road and you've never seen it before, you don't know the way. But your mind can start to make these mental roadmaps of where to go. It's the same with hands-free orgasm. Your mind just starts to take stock of all these mental roadmaps leading you on the way to the path to hands-free orgasm. And of course, you and I both know this is only the first step. Only the first step to you being able to achieve real, powerful orgasms with just a word. That's right. And you've done so well training this session. Make sure that when this file ends, that when you wake up, that you go and get some water, that you take a rest, and that you go clean yourself up, knowing that you've done such a good job. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, feeling happy, alert, refreshed and energized, contented in knowing that you have made the first steps towards your goal of getting a hands-free orgasm. That's right. And that each time you train, you just feel better and better, and your mind just becomes more and more conditioned, more and more open, more and more easily accessible to reach that goal of yours. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, feeling happy and content, refreshed and energized as you feel the energy flooding your body with 4, 5, 6. That's right, the happy feeling washes over you from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. With 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this first of this hands-free orgasm training file series, and as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.